"Good morning, children," said the teacher, Mr. Tubbleworthy, arriving at class at the crack of 11 o'clock. "Are you ready to rock?"
"Mumble,"
came their mumbled reply.
"I said, are you ready to rock?"
repeated Mr. Tubbleworthy as he pulled his guitar from its tour sticker-covered and badly battered case.
"Woo?"
cheered little Barry Midcap half-heartedly.
"Almost there, Barry, but the spirit of rock isn't yet awakened in the temple of roll deep in your soul!"
The classroom lights flickered as the teacher plugged in his electric guitar, electric being the official power of rock. They dimmed as he cranked the volume on the amplifier beyond 10 before breaking off the knob. They both dimmed and flickered when he opened the class of rock by tearing off a wicked lick on his Flying V guitar, the official guitar of rock. The teacher paused for a moment to catch his breath, and then changed tactics, licking off a wicked tear on the other neck of his Flying V guitar, two necks being the official number of necks of rock.
"That was keen, Mr. Tubbleworthy," said Barry nerdily, "but I could never do that."
"Damn straight! You are but a child, a simple traveler on the road to rock," replied the teacher. "The goddess of rock obeys no little boys. Rock is for men. Men of rock. Men of roll."
Also, Lee Aaron and Lita Ford for a short period of time during the 1980s. Joan Jett, meanwhile, was torn between her twin loves of both rock and roll.
The rock gods, in return, gave her a hit single or two, including a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' rock ballad, Crimson and Clover. Rock is nothing if not magnanimous.
"What's magnanimous?" interrupted the adorably gap-toothed Cindy Berfheimer, after raising her hand, also adorably.
"Put your head on your desk, Miss Berfheimer,"
wailed the teacher as he wailed on one, the other, then both necks of his guitar.
"There are no stupid answers in rock, only stupid questions."
"Oh, I gotta sit down." Mr. Tubbleworthy sat down behind his desk, slumped, heaved a sigh and sighed a heave before shutting his eyes and massaging his temples. The rocking and rolling of the previous nights.
Rocking and rolling. Rocking his head and rolling his stomach.
In layman's terms, he had a hangover.
A hangover of rock.
The children, too, shut their eyes as they, too, had hangovers of rock, although their hangovers were smaller and fueled by sugar.
Visions of rock danced in their heads.
Visions became dreams.
Dreams of rock! Rock and roll!
Time passed quickly over the dream-filled, hangover-blurred classroom. The teacher stirred, and after a preemptive scratch and a postemptive belch, pulled a bottle of Jack Daniels, the official hard liquor of rock, out from the bottom drawer of his desk and lit a cigarette. "Mr. Tubbleworthy, there's no smoking in school," pointed out Jerry Winterweather after the teacher's awakening stirred the class from fanciful dreams of one day having a hangover of rock, fueled by alcohol instead of pixie sticks and jolt, to the fanciful reality of having a hangover of rock, fueled by pixie sticks and jolt instead of alcohol. "No, Jerry? Have you not heard of Brownsville Station's smoking in the boys' room? What about Motley Crue's workmanlike cover with the amusingly tongue-in-cheek rock video of that tune?" inquired the teacher between drags of the Marlboro, the official cigarette of rock, and slugs of whiskey. Jerry quickly flipped open his desk, paused to gather his thoughts, then rifled through his notebooks of rock. After finding his history of rock notebook, he took a deep breath and said a prayer to the gods of rock,
the official gods of rock,
then started searching through it, seeking the appropriate subsection. Crew, comma, Motley. Payne, comma, Theater of. The teacher sat patiently, napping as Jerry read through his notes.
"Ah," said Jerry. "It says right here that it is widely known that smoking is not permitted in school."
"Ahem,"
ahemed the teacher.
"I mean," sighed Jerry with a sigh, "everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school."
"Much better," said Mr. Tubbleworthy as he got up from his chair, shuffled warily and warily shuffled to the class achievements board, and attached a sticker to the English of Rock square beside Jerry's name. "Sniff," sniffed Jerry after bounding from his desk to the board and scratching the sticker, a scratch and sniff.
the official sticker of Rock. It smells like a roadie.
That it does, Jerry, said the teacher, affectionately patting his long disheveled hair.
The official hairstyle of Rock.
That it does. Mr. Fubbleworthy, it's almost lunchtime. Will we have time for finger painting this morning? Asked Richard Nicky Mendelbaum. The school bell rang its three-chord ring, the official number of chords of Rock, before the teacher could reply. Pity, thought Mr. Tubbleworthy as the students filed out for lunch. Nicky would rock hard as a lead vocalist if only he could lose that unfortunate speech impediment. As it stands now, the best he can hope for is drummer.